Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Schult. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The third baseman, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Schult reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schult scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro fires to first and has Banks trapped. There's the throw to Avila, who tags Banks for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton takes first base on ball four. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Averill for a passed ball. Bruton moves to third. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruton scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman takes first base on ball four. Walls moves to second. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walls moves to third. Altman moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall takes first base on ball four. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Banks moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Thompson moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Carl Willie now pitching. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Lee Walls. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards right. May catches it and throws to home to double up Thompson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Marshall now playing first base. Art Schult now playing left field. Bobby Thompson now playing right field. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Altman strikes out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobby strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-1 in the game. Covington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Covington reaches second base with a double. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Covington scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan strikes out. One out. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws to second. Taylor drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Taylor. Crandall moves to second. Two outs. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson throws the ball into Averill, who tags Willie trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Crandall scores. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 3, Braves, 3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a fly ball into left field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Earl Averill. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Thompson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-2 in the game. Hobby bunts towards the mound. Willie juggles the ball. That's an error on Willie. Altman moves to third. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Covington strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. May reaches second base with a double. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-2 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Frank Torre pinch hits for Carl Willie. Bill Henry now pitching. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Taylor fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Trowbridge now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a pop-up towards third. Aaron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trowbridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to third. Marshall moves to second. Two outs. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Covington strikes out. Felix Mantilla pinch runs for Wes Covington. Andy Pafko pinch hits for Lime. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Felix Mantilla now playing third base. Hank Aaron now playing right field. Andy Pafko now playing left field. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-4 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Schultz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Mel Roach pinch hits for Bob Trowbridge. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-4 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Lopata pinch hits for Bill Bruton. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Milwaukee Braves, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.